question will go to Anthony Marcotte. Anthony, your turn.
Hey, Mike, nice to see you, my friend. Nice performance for you. It's quite different for you to finally start a season with the Laval Rocket. You were in the ECHL mostly last year, but to come back and win your first start here at the Bell Center must be really, really nice for you.
Yeah, I think so far this weekend as a group, we've played great offensively, defensively, all the way through from me and Preams, all the way up through the whole forwards and defense. I think, we're just playing simple hockey and we just got to keep doing that. And I think, we're going to have a good season this year as long as we keep that enthusiasm and that attitude.
I really got to ask you the question that everyone wants to know the answer. Why choosing the number three? You need to explain that move for us.
Well, my daughter was, recently born about 5 months ago on October 3rd. So, I wore 40 before because my grandfather, his favorite player was Bobby Orr. So it was simply just to put a zero on the end to make it look half decent. And now I think I just need to play for myself, my own family, and my daughter's my world now. So that's the idea of number three.
All right, Mike. Congrats, Dad.
Thank you.
Merci, Anthony. The next question will go to Sean Campbell, TSN 690. Sean, you're up.
Mike, how much help did you get from your defense clearing the space in front of your net tonight?
Tons. It wasn't just clearing the net to make me be able to see the puck. It was, everything from deflecting shots, coming down on the rush, two-on-ones. I remember one, Schuneman, he kind of went on his own page a little bit, but he got back for me afterwards on the two-on-one, and he made an amazing play, not laying on the ice, but putting a stick on the ice and deflecting the puck over top of the glass. And I think we did a great job of that from our defense and even our forwards too, up at the blue line, keeping their D out to make the saves easier for me.
Is it easier to watch a team the night before that you're going to play them again in these back-to-back situations that you were on the bench last night and now you get to watch them and play in the game tonight?
It's definitely an advantage, I'd say, for sure. I mean, we haven't played a game in 10 months. Getting the opportunity to watch a game or two, before your first start is definitely a good thing for us. And I think for myself, I got to see a little bit of what they were about yesterday. And, I used it to my advantage today. And I think our whole team did. We might have, had a little bit of a slow start. But as the game went on, we just took over and we kept the pressure on them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. The next question, Jared Book.
Hi, Mike. Just wondering about how, early in the game, your first game in a long time, getting those saves, getting a little bit of action the first couple minutes, how important was that and set the tone for the rest of the game?
I think, like I said, those first few saves, especially for myself, were they're always key, I would say, especially in the position that we are in as goalies right now, not playing in so long. For sure, it definitely gives you a little bit of a confidence boost and it helps your morale through the game.
Thanks.
The next question, Benoit Rioux, Agence QMI.
Hi, Mike. Just two quick questions just to complete Anthony. What's the name of your daughter and what's the name of your grandfather?
My grandfather's name was Jim McNiven and my daughter's name is Chloe Jamie McNiven.
Thank you.
Merci, Benoit. And we'll take one last question from Michael. We'll go with Chris from the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Michael. So how did it feel finally facing somebody besides the Rocket, your teammates?
Whether it's the Canadians or the Rockets, inside the bubble and at training camp, it's definitely, nice to finally play a game. I think, all of us are happy to be back and just to be able to be around the team and spend our days at least doing something that we love and we get an opportunity to get better every day, come to the rink and just spend some good quality time within the organization and our team.
And can you talk to us about your experience at the bubble? Like how was that for you?
Well, it definitely wasn't easy. I think, you know, the biggest part was, you know, the mental part of it. You know, basically being locked in one hotel almost and you know, not being able to be in anyone's room or, you know, really do anything with anyone other than go eat at the restaurant in the hotel or whatever. So I think, you know, the bubble was a great experience, especially being around all those guys. But, you know, if you're not mentally there, it definitely would have been a tough experience for people like that.